This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations chief says the coronavirus pandemic has led to the largest disruption of education in history, with schools in 160 countries. As a result, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the world faces a generational catastrophe that could waste untold human potential. Meanwhile, millions of people in the Philippines were ordered to stay home Tuesday as global coronavirus infections keep soaring, with the World Health Organization warning against relying on a vaccine silver bullet to end the pandemic. More than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the virus since it first emerged in China late last year, and it shows no sign of slowing down. Australian authorities say hundreds of coronavirus-infected people in the state of Victoria have been caught flouting stay-at-home orders, prompting tougher fines. Victoria has a second wave of infections over recent weeks that the government has partly blamed on people breaking rules that restrict travel. India's daily confirmed coronavirus infections have topped 50,000 for a seventh straight day, bringing the national total to more than 1.8 million cases. Brazil is driving a surge in Latin America, where infections have topped 5 million. Only the United States has been affected worse. In Washington, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
They are reporting progress on things like schools, trying to safely reopen and offering food to the poor, but still stuck over replacing the $600 a week benefit for the unemployed. President Trump accuses Democrats of having a different.
They want to bail out cities and states that have done.